Hi, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. We've been talking the last few times about the interrelatedness of nonviolence and the evolution of consciousness. And basically, as you live more nonviolently in your daily life, you seem to evolve, and as you evolve, you seem to be able to live more nonviolently. It's all about moving into the oneness. So let me read a list of things and see which one jumps out to you. So you got unity, you got oneness, you've got the beloved community, you've got the Omega Point, non-dualism, unity consciousness, integral consciousness, Nirvana, heaven on earth. So you got all those ideas or nomenclatures. Oh, that's a big word, huh? And I don't know which, just play with whichever one strikes you. The one that strikes me the most is the beloved community. And that is pretty much tied to when I was being certified to be a nonviolence teacher. We worked on these steps, and it was grounded in the steps and principles of King and Nonviolence. And one of the principles is the beloved community is the framework for the future. And what the instructor did with that, he took the notion of building a house and used it as a metaphor for building the love community. Excuse me. And I don't remember all the details, but if you take the notion of building a house and spend some time looking at that, that takes a lot of materials, a lot of planning, a lot of people doing good works, just a whole complexity of things. And then the more those things can work together and those people can work together, the sturdier, the better the house is, and the quicker it gets done. So we took that notion and use it as a metaphor for building the beloved community. And I think one of the examples he used was, if you're building a house, you need nails, and you need good nails and strong nails. And he said, you know, if you're building the beloved community, and, you know, you can compare nails to, say, acts of kindness. So in building the beloved community, you need a lot of acts of kindness, you know, and it's maybe a small thing like nails are, but it's that you can see when you're building a house, good nails are very important, just as acts of kindness are. Excuse me. I think he did something with windows, like when you're building a house and you look out of different windows, you get a different perspective. And he said when you're building the beloved community, it's good to be able to have different perspectives. So Joe might think this is the best thing to do and marry that. And you need to be able to maybe get a good view or understand their perspectives, you know, change yours or shift yours and be able to take a look at theirs. I think another one he used was clean up, like at the end of the day, if you have a good crew building your house, they'll clean up at the end of the day. And if you're going to work on the beloved community, maybe it's good to clean your mind out every so often with a little meditation. So I found that to be a really playful image, you know, a very helpful image also to look at building a house and what are the metaphors in building a house that can be applied to building the beloved community. And I guess the big one is if you're building a house, you need everybody to work together. Or the better they work together, the better the house is going to be. So the plumber and the electrician, if you need them for a particular project, it would be good if they showed up at the same time. So that whole notion of working together and everybody using their skills to build a better house or the beloved community. And now let me flip that over, that whole idea to the evolution of consciousness. And so if you're evolving, or if the levels of consciousness, the easiest way to look at it is there's the egocentric, the ethnocentric, and the world-centric. So if you're building a house and you've got people that are at the ego-centric level of development, which is pretty low, and so you have, let's say, a plumber and a carpenter, and they're trying to put in a new toilet, and the plumber thinks the framing should go this way, and the carpenter says, no, no, that will never work. And if you've got people at that egoic level, they're going to fight about that, or if they don't fight, they're just each going to say, see you later, you know, and get someone else to do it. And so the same with building the beloved community. If, say, for example, you're going to do a food bank, and you've got one person that thinks that it should be open from 10 to 12, and another person thinks, no, we got to open it earlier. And so they get in, if they're both at this ego level, they'll get into a battle, and probably one of them will quit, or the whole project might disintegrate. So then if you go up to the next level, which is a little tricky, it's people aren't going to fight as much there, but the problem at that level is it's about my tribe, my construction company, those types of things. So if you're building a house and you've got that plumber and that carpenter, and they can't decide what's the best way to frame this and put the toilet bowl in there, then they probably won't get into a fight, but they'll at least say, well, I'm going to go my way and you're going to go that way. And who knows what will happen there. But the thing probably won't get done, or it won't get done as well as it could, because there's no coming together. And again, over in the beloved community, you know, going back to that model of a food bank. So the two people that are talking about when the hours it should be open, say, they probably won't get into a fight about it, but one will say, well, you go your way and I'll go my way. And, I, you know, what will come out of that, who knows? But at least they won't get into a fight. But again, the food bank might not come to be. So there's a level there where, you know, it's that whole thing that is pretty common nowadays, to agree to disagree, which is better than fighting about it. But if you agree to disagree, you're not going to get anywhere, because there's no coming together. So then when you get up into that higher tier of realizing the oneness, and that you've got some good stuff and you've got some good stuff, so let's put it together and not compromise. So the plumber and the carpenter, you go back to that example, they might, instead of either at that low level having a big argument and getting mad at each other and not talking to each other, or even at the second level, each going their own way and the carpenter doing his thing and the plumber doing his thing, if they come together and talk about it, they might come up with a third way that's better than anything they had before. So this whole notion of building a beloved community, which is the same as those things we mentioned at the beginning, the oneness, unity, consciousness, non-dualism, they're all kind of talking about the same thing, this culture of peace where the value and dignity of every human person is honored and respected. Well, not only humans, but every living being. And that kind of, when you start to do that, you come up with new ways of doing things, and it can move us closer to that oneness. So I'll leave you with some of those thoughts just to play around, you know, how you, what's your role in building the beloved community? You know, what are your skills, and what are you doing to build a beloved community? And you know, going back to that building the house, there's just a ton of things that have to go into that. Some may seem small, like nails and windows, but they have a tremendous effect. So no matter how we get caught up in this, I can't do anything model, actually, we all can do something. And even though it might seem small and insignificant, when you put it in the framework of building a house, you know, if you got a stud in there that's a little crooked, you know, that could throw everything off. Or someone, you know, the nails were not good nails. And so there's just a ton of things that go into building the beloved community. And we all have a part in doing that. So with that in mind, I think we've got some good ideas there. So as always, good to be with you, and love to have some feedback. And hopefully we will meet again soon. So peace be with you.